Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints that are in covenant with God, and we are neighbors that are in love with you. We are so appreciative of each and every one of you on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast who have decided to join us on today. There must be some value that this ministry that is being sponsored by Brother Bradshaw and the brothers and sisters there at Central Church of Christ, that you must be gleaning, and we're appreciative of their willingness to continue to support this ministry and continue to really lift up the bloodstained banner of Christ. We're very, very thankful for that. Again, Danielle, thank you for all that you do. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for giving me this opportunity and this privilege, along with the other gentlemen that share this platform Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And we're thankful for each and every one of you who are on the Facebook element of this, as well as those that are calling in with on the Blog Talk telephone number. We just don't take for granted that each of you have taken time out of your schedule to listen live. You know, a lot of people still have the ability, as we've indicated, to also go on the blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture. So that's blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture to be able to listen to. Wow, I'm thinking, Danielle and Brother Bradshaw, unless you guys can correct me, every single one of these devotions that goes back, I know, 11 years for me, and I'm going to say probably, I'm not sure how many years prior to my coming on board that Brother Marshall had been doing this ministry. You know, Danielle, if you want to send me a message letting me know that, then that would be great. But I'll just tell you that this is it goes back a while. And I think that blogtalkradio.com website has all of those audio messages archived. Back when this was first started, the various ones of us who were asked to be a part of it, along with Brother Marshall, we just prayed. We were just praying. So I was the prayer person starting 11 years ago for Tuesday, as Brother Marshall gave the message every day. And then eventually others were involved. And so I'm just pleased to be able to be a part of it. And again, thankful that you guys are joining us as well. We're in the midst in this Gratitude Tuesday series of talking about a part two, praying like a priest and not like a pagan. We said last week that all priests are defined primarily by their intercessory role, if you recall. Some priests acted as representatives of the divine to the people. But then you also had those individuals who also, as part of their role, were performing sacrifices, and they maintained the holy sites and implements. They had to make sure that everything was clean and proper and in place, as well as provided counsel and instruction. So just depending on the role and the era, that you had some priests that were prophets that as well. So you had some intermixing of other especially Old Testament religious roles. You know, if you look in the Bible, you have the Levitical priesthood. Then you have your kind of group of Aaronic priesthoods that are coming from Aaron that kind of established control of, in particular, the temple. Later on, there was a period where the descendants of Zadok, actually established their niche in the priesthood. You have, obviously, the Bible referencing the order of Melchizedek, where he, you know, was before even the Mosaic Law, extending himself as a priest and ministered to Abram. The Bible talks about false priests, either people who were falsely indicating that they represented God, or people who were associated with idols. So you have a lot of things that were there. But the idea is that priests primarily were there to help to atone for the sins of the people in light of their apostasy. And we see this demonstrated throughout Scripture. You can go to passages like Leviticus 4:20 and keep reading through chapter 6 and verse 7. You can pick up and see some other things with the priest in chapter 8 and verse 34, chapter 17 and verse 11, chapter 19 and verse 22, as well as chapters 10 and verses 10 through 11. But I really want to kind of use this session as a bridge to show you that even though you had the sacrifices, and I talked last week about life equaling blood and the blood being a renewal and an atonement as it was being sacrificed and in some cases either being spread or sprinkled depending on the type of sacrifice and the circumstances under which those sacrifices are being given. I kind of want you to kind of plug into what David said that will help you to see kind of the correlation between sacrifices and prayer. Paul said in Psalm number 141, verses 1 and 2, as he was basically giving a psalm of evening sacrifice, he says, I will call upon you, 141 and verse 1, hasten to me, give ear to my voice when I call to you. May my prayer, verse 2, be counted as incense before you, the lifting of my hands as the evening prayer. So the idea of hands lifting, we see it here. We see it in the New Testament reference as well. The idea of prayer basically taking the place of sacrifice is kind of teased and then eventually it becomes actually so. The religious scholar Tertullian said this about prayer. Prayer is the offering in spirit that has done away with the sacrifices of old. Prayer is an offering that belongs to God and is acceptable to him. It is the offering he has asked for, the offering he planned as his own. And we must dedicate this offering with our whole heart. We must fatten it on faith. We must tend it by truth. We must keep it unblemished through innocence and clean through chastity and crown it with love. We must escort it to the altar of God in a profession of good works. And so the idea of basically us being royal priesthood, which I'm going to talk about very specifically next week, kind of comes into play for those of us in the New Testament. But before we could get from where I just took you to where I hope to take you next week, we have to acknowledge that Jesus had to come. Jesus had to die. And in his making his sacrifice, he became that high priest that made the ultimate sacrifice, making himself not just a high priest, but also the ultimate sacrifice, a sacrifice that was done once for all. And it essentially is talked about in Hebrews a lot. But I'll only reference the one passage here in Hebrews as we close the devotional, and that is Hebrews chapter 4, starting with verse number 14, a familiar passage, but maybe one that you haven't looked at in the light of the connection between prayer and sacrifice and the role that priests prayed and why, as the Hebrew writer talks about Jesus being our high priest, then he says, we can offer our own sacrifice and we can offer our own prayer. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, nice, wonderful connector word, said that so that I can say this. Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Bible has set the stage for us to be able to pray like priests, basically saying, you don't need priests today. You don't need sacrifices today. You are your own priest, and your prayer is ultimately the replacement for those sacrifices that God ultimately wants from us. And the question is, are we in a spot where we can be the type of royal priesthood that God would have us to be? Let us pray on that. Excuse me. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for your blessing us. Thank you for allowing us to be what you would have us to be. And Father, help us to have the orientation of being able to pray as the spiritual orientation would call for us to pray, knowing and understanding that when it's all said and done, you are indeed the one that needs to be pleased. You're the one that's sovereign, and you're the one that's just. Help us to live the life that you would have us to live, so that as we pray the prayers that you would have us to pray, that you will hear them, and that you will be able to acknowledge you and you acknowledge us, and that you ultimately answer our prayers if it be within your holy and divine will. Continue to bless us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.